Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You should stay real close to Jesus.
Recognizing that internal contest that will allow us to transcend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the quickening is here. The news is absolutely over the top insane. I have prepared massively for this broadcast, and know this, I come to you trying to be as accurate and truthful as I can be. These are very complex issues, but at the end of the day, it can be boiled down to good versus evil. When I make a mistake or I get something wrong, I get so mad and so upset when I accidentally say something that's not true. And it was just a minor thing I did yesterday, reading a graph wrong. And what I was saying was accurate, but I'd flipped it around. That I got so upset that I went off halfway through the show and left. And I was just thinking before I went live today, what should I talk about first? There's so much, but I think it was that. To watch a Don Lemon or a Rachel Maddow lie with relish and enjoyment in their eyes and invert everything on purpose, I realize is demoralizing. And I've really gotten to the point where I may just start having the crew give me transcripts of their lies so that I don't have to look at them, because I've been analyzing the fact that I'm a person in my whole life that's never really depressed. I don't even really know what depression is. Kind of like I didn't have allergies till I was about 20, and I thought people that had allergies were hypochondriacs till I got them. And I'm like, whoa, these really hurt. They don't just burn your eyes, get a headache, you name it. And once you develop them, you're like, whoa, this is very real. I wouldn't call it depression, but I get a feeling of like an ashtray has been dumped on my brain. You know what I mean? It's just, ugh. But that's what evil does. It knows how to demoralize us. We have to go back to the source and to God and pray for God's spirit to wash that away and make us strong to fight it, but not let it get to us. And I said some prayers last night. I said some prayers this morning, and I've really been re-energized by the Holy Spirit. And that's what we all have to do, because it's insane. And that's my biggest failure, is I do all this preparation for the show and the best broadcaster, where I get fired up and focused and a little angry, and I plow through it all. People are like, that's amazing. But other shows, I just stall out because I cover 10, 15 articles of the enemy's operations that are so evil, to expose them and discredit them. But then I look at all the other lies and I go, I can't even cover this. I can't even focus on this. But we have to expose them to we've also got to focus on the good of the universe as well. So one hell of a transmission. Get ready. Strap yourselves in. I'm fired up. I'm laser beam focused. Look out, New World Order. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get ready. It's Tuesday, March 19, 2024. To launch a major attack on the globalist in the info war.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to deliver everything that I've got on the table and more as it breaks. Get ready as I list some of what's coming up. Putin warns of full-scale World War III, close quote. If West sends troops to Ukraine, the troops are already there. Massive Supreme Court hearing yesterday when Ketanji Brown Jackson did a full broadside attack on the First Amendment and said anything that countervails a government narrative must be shut down, the essence of tyranny. Unbelievable information. Then Obama-appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can carry guns in the U.S. Very complex, nuanced issue. This is a major misstep by the enemy. I'll explain coming up. Also, we are going to continue with the breakdown of society and how it's the globalist goal. Supreme Court bar exam will no longer be required by Washington State. Just, it's like, don't even know how to fly a plane to fly a plane. We've got all of that news. For the first time ever, gangs hit Haiti's wealthiest enclaves, leaving bodies on the streets. That's a message to the elites all over the world that they can't loot and destroy society and be immune from that. We have massive reports all over Canada, the UK, and Europe where they're telling people, take down your German flags, take down your UK flags, or you'll be arrested. Elon Musk defends German teen, we're getting on the show, pulled out of school by police for supporting the AfD, the fastest growing conservative party in Deutschland. And here's what I was just mentioning. City Council orders London fish and chip shop owner to remove British flag mural that says a great British meal, like saying a great Mexican meal, a great Italian meal. No, that's hurtful to even say you're in England or British. So that's not allowed. And that ties into the incredible, incredibly disgusting interview that was finally released yesterday by Don, the professional liar, Lemon, when he attacked Musk. It's just a very revealing interview. And it dovetails to all the censorship. A major rabbi has confronted Candace Owens, saying that when she calls people hags or witches, she's being anti-Semitic. So you know the ADL says the OK sign's racist and everything else is racist. They're the arbiter telling you what's good and what's bad. Well, now they've attacked Candace Owens for calling someone attacking her a hag, saying hags are Jewish. I'm going to explain what's really behind this, ladies and gentlemen, because it ties into all of the issues we're going to be dealing with here today. Big studies out. Woke mind virus causes anxiety and depression. New major study reveals. We also have a lot of big COVID news and information we're going to be breaking down as well. We've got Trump unable to get a bond for his $440+ million for doing absolutely nothing wrong, and the left celebrating that. Letitia James saying she's weeks away from seizing all of his assets because she says they're going to value, even though Trump Tower's worth conservatively, they're reporting $1 billion+. She says they're going to value it all very low and take everything he's got, including his bank accounts, which are filled with billions of dollars. You heard me right. So they are really taking over. And that's the big takeaway here, is that we have a normalcy bias I talk a lot about, where you've lived in freedom or relative freedom for so long, I have too, and you just become accustomed to the tyranny in increments, but then it goes from incremental to accelerating to 1,000,000 miles an hour very, very quickly, and that's where we are. And so, yes, there's a massive exodus out of New York, out of the West Coast, out of the leftist-controlled areas, and you think, oh, they're going to lose. They're collapsing. No, they're just replacing it with illegal aliens who they then get federal funds for, and their new economy is farming the illegal aliens that also vote for them. And then you can see the blue cities and states as cancers that swell up full of the virus of tyranny and then bust into all the other areas because through the federal government, they're able to extract taxes from the red states and red cities and red towns and transfer it to themselves. So the biggest lie I see out there from conservatives, and most of them don't know it's a lie, but it is a lie, is that environmentalists are wackos. They think carbon dioxide is bad. No, it's part of the four pillars of life: sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen. If they can list that as evil and bad and ban it and control it, they rule. Oh, the environmentalist wackos are blocking highways and, you know, sabotaging food processing plants. Aren't they stupid? No, they're not stupid. They've got a plan. They're criminal. They're dystopians. They are the Illuminati. They are taking over, ladies and gentlemen. So if I see one more headline from people I love and, you know, think are great people, I can start, I'm going to start calling it out. Oh, crazy leftists do this. Crazy leftists do that. It's crazy they're going against God. It's crazy they think they can take over society, destroy checks and balances, and loot everything, and they won't be destroyed. Yeah, they're crazy at the end of the day, but their motive in attacking things is a plan and well thought out. This whole carbon tax takeover was created in the late 80s, early 90s by Enron. It's an admitted carbon tax scam. And in the mid-90s, I would expose the testimony in Congress of Al Gore and things admitting carbon tax is the plan, and there'd be New York Times articles saying I'm crazy, there's no plan for a carbon tax, even though now we're living under them. So, and you say, where's the carbon tax here? Government subsidies for the electric cars that then are given to select companies, and that cost is passed on to you, but in Europe and all over the world, the carbon tax is already here. Airlines are already adding it onto your ticket cost, and I'm going to do a breakdown of this very soon, if not today, tomorrow, because I'm still reading over it. It's so incredible. The British government's put out a report, Absolute Zero, that explains we don't just want net zero, we want absolute zero, and the report describes the total end of civilization as we know it. So, that is what we're going to be covering today in great detail. We'll be doing a deep dive in the third hour on the economy, huge developments on that front. But let us first set aside the World War III news, even though it is the most important, and that's today's live show headline. We'll get to that. And let's move to the Supreme Court in an hour and 45-minute hearing yesterday that I listened to all of it when I got off air yesterday because it was happening during the show, so I didn't get to hear it during the show. And then Owen did a great job. I sat in my office in between watching Owen and in between watching the hearing. I went back and forth or listening to the hearing. They put out audio. I listened to the whole thing and wrote some notes. This was incredible tyranny on display. And with some recent good Supreme Court rulings, unanimous rulings, that Trump can't be taken off the ballot without being convicted, I thought that was a sign they might do the right thing, but we saw conservative justices and leftist justices saying, well, if there's an emergency, The feds are the truth, and so they should be able to go in and shut down whatever they want, like false COVID narratives. But they lied about where the virus came from. They said it wasn't man-made. They lied about the shot. Said it was tested when it wasn't. Now Obama admits we just did the biggest testing ever on billions of people. Then he lies and says it's safe. So this is about the government going into political speech and activist speech and consumer speech and saying if something the public's saying is, quote, hamstringing the government's mission, although the government represents we the people, well, then the government has an overriding right, she tells the state attorney general's bringing the suit, to override your speech. So you have in concert the Justice Department and the intelligence agencies working to suppress speech in real time, trying to keep it secret. Then it all comes out in congressional hearings last year. We exposed it many years before that. This is all.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Because you did a TikTok video saying, I support the Nationalist Party in Germany. That is like mainline Republican in a comparison. I mean, it's like milquetoast. Elon Musk is way more hardcore than that party. And that's the AFD. And Musk is defending the young lady who's a listener, by the way, and going to be on the show very, very soon. But she's 16 years old in high school. So that's what's going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, there's the fish and chips you're not allowed to show. Well, we're going to arrest you if you show a man with a British flag and some French fries and a piece of fish. How evil is that? That is just evil racism. Because the Union Jack's racist and calling someone a hag. You didn't know that was anti-Semitic? I didn't. I just learned, though. See, every word the ADL controls, every letter of the alphabet. In fact, they came out last year and said letters in the alphabet are bad. And you've got to get permission before you say or do anything, or the ADL will take your bank account away. They'll put you in an electronic ghetto. Hell, they'll even arrest you. They'll ship you away. And they've got all the FEMA camps built under the guise of COVID now, just waiting. Isn't that sweet? So here is Ketanji Brown Jackson, when she was being confirmed to the Supreme Court, saying, I won't say what a woman is. Well, how is she supposed to rule on all these court cases coming up to Supreme Court about women in sports not wanting men competing with them, or cases where junior high girls don't want men, their male coaches get in the showers with their dongs hanging out? That's a case going up to Supreme Court. I remember what Cuomo said on CNN. He said, if your 12-year-old daughter doesn't want to see a woman's penis, this is a quote, he tweeted it, that means the parents are bigoted. If a 12-year-old doesn't want to see a woman's penis, trust the science. If your 12-year-old daughter doesn't want to see a man's penis in the shower, looks like the parents are bigoted and taught her the wrong way. They want to see a woman's penis. It's all about them setting the goalposts so insane that you're in a cult. So here's a lady that doesn't like the First Amendment. She also doesn't like saying what a woman is. A woman in the mammal species is the female that does the reproduction. A woman is an adult female in Homo sapien species of the human species. A woman is an adult female in the species of Homo sapien. That is the scientific definition. And they had a professor down in San Antonio just last year fired in biology class for saying there's only X and Y chromosomes, anything else is a mutation, and that two men can't have a baby. He was fired. He just won his lawsuit and is reinstated and got all his money back and more. So stop laying down. It's like Letitia James and the New York Fire Department Union, when they booed her and said, Trump, 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 Trump. She's had a speech. It's their event. They pay dues. They have a right to boo her. They said, quote, we're going to hunt you down and fire you or suspend you or cut your pay. People went, hey, the courts won't allow that. So the firefighters marched en masse and announced they've had to back off. Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the tyranny under which tyrants would take us? What's the level of tyranny a tyrant will take you? And they said, the limit to which you will accept. Because there's always a crazier tyrant that'll take you even farther. You think Letitia James, funded by George Soros, is bad today? Imagine what you'll get in the future. So here she is. Oh, I guess saying she, by the way, on entrance forms in the U.S. and blue cities and states and in Canada, the U.K. and Germany, all over, they're removing mother and father off birth certificates. They're removing he and she off entrance forms from middle school and first grade and college. Because she or he's hurtful, see? Oh, and the Union Jack on the side of a fish and chips place saying, get a great British meal. Like you're driving along, oh, there's a Chinese food restaurant. Get a great Chinese meal. Boom. I see authentic interior Mexican, top rated. I get on my phone. Is it top rated? I'm going there. I want interior. Today I want authentic Mexican food. One of the best Mexican places in Austin. It's been there forever. Matt's El Rancho says on the entrance, authentic Tex-Mex. Oh my God. Oh, let's arrest them. Again, you want authentic British fish and chips, you come here. No, you're not allowed to even have any culture. Everything's cultural appropriation. This is sick, folks. It's a mind virus. It's their new religion to force it. We're all guilty, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, the UN, and the EU, they're our boss, and they tell us what words to use. Stop following their directives. Stop using their words. Call the flight attendant stewardesses. Call firemen, just because they don't like it. They say don't use the word manhole. They say milk's racist. It's a cult, folks, of psychological warfare laughing at how they screw with us. Stop it. It only gets worse from here. It's a Maoist takeover. China is on record funding it as well. Posted that years ago. Now it's public news. So here she is saying she can't say what a woman is. Well, then you're not a woman either. What you are is a witch and a hag. Here's this sea hag. Here she is.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
And they all give the same response. So U.S. Justice Alito blasts U.S. government and Facebook partnership. The government treats big tech like subordinates because they have Section 230 and antitrust in its pocket. Here's the clip.
Exchange between the White House and other federal officials and Facebook in particular, but also some of the other platforms. And I see that the White House and federal officials are repeatedly saying that Facebook and the federal government should be partners. We're on the same team. Officials are demanding answers. I want an answer. I want it right away. When they're unhappy, they curse them out. There are regular meetings. There is constant pestering of Facebook and some of the other platforms, and they want to have regular meetings, and they suggest, they suggest rules that should be applied, and why don't you tell us everything that you're going to do so we can help you and we can look it over. And I thought, wow, I cannot imagine federal officials taking that approach to the print media, our representatives over there. If you did that to them, what do you think the reaction would be? And so I thought, the only reason why this is taking place is because the federal government has got Section 230 and antitrust in its pocket, and it's, to mix my metaphors, and it's got these big clubs available to it. And so it's treating Facebook and these other platforms like they're subordinates. Would you do that to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or the Associated Press or any other big newspaper or wire service?
All right, all of this is up on Infowars.com. He goes on for like 10 minutes. It's powerful. But the issue here is, it's because it's the people and because what we say is popular and what we say, every day we reach like 10 million people on X. The New York Times doesn't even do that. They can't stand it. They've lost. We hate them. We know they're the enemy. So they want to say, you don't get your speech. This is very, very serious and very, very dangerous. All right, more on this and a lot more straight ahead. Please spread the word. Infowars.com/show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, beds, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
History and a lot of background, but the people and groups doing this are very, very diverse, from communist China to the ADL to the CIA to the big think tanks. They're selling us tyranny, and it's very unpopular. They're selling us you will eat the bugs, Klaus Schwab, the WF. So to do that, they've got to demoralize us and tell us we're bad and make us hate ourselves because they're replacing the West that was the goal of everybody to be part of because it was the best system yet in human development with this new religion of wokeism and globalism and the annihilation of common sense and logic and private property and the family. Really a satanic revolution. So I just got into, and I've got clips here of Amy Comey Barrett, you know, not just the Democrat justices like KBJ, saying, well, if the government knows best and the people are saying something that's not true, the government has a right to shut them down. Well, who determines what's true and what's not? Well, we know. They used COVID as the example. They lied about where the virus came from. They lied about treatments. They blocked treatments. They then lied about the shot being tested and that it protected you. Everything they told you was a prepackaged giant lie. And they hurt a lot of people and killed over 20 million people. But it's backfired. And you read the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, the UN, the CFR, all of these groups, the Davos Group, the EU, the UN, they say everybody hates us. We've lost trust. Everybody's coming after us. And that was the main Davos talking point. That was their official name of the conference. Regaining trust in January on top of a mountain in Switzerland. But then what was their answer to gain trust was trust us, we're not lying to you, and more lies. So they're losing, people are rejecting everything they're pushing. So they're now in full panic mode. And so you see this dialectic where you have what Hitler did in World War II and that America fought and stopped, along with the Russians and others. And you have the ADL saying, we represent the Jews. And then we go around and we say, so they're stealing Jews' identity, claiming they represent you. And then they say, we are protecting you from the scourge of white supremacy, which is the official White House policy saying white supremacy is the number one crime, the number one threat facing America, according to the FBI, that's totally controlled by the globalists, and according to Joe Biden. And so we're forced to show the crime statistics and point out that's not true, not to attack groups that are behind much of the crime, most of the crime, but to say you're not going to frame us, Christians, conservatives, white people, with this. You're not going to declare war on us and say we've committed all these crimes and we're these bad people. And that when we do the OK symbol, we mean Heil Hitler. We're not going to put up with that. So Candace Owens starts saying, man, I don't support what Hamas did, but I don't want to carpet bomb all these innocent people. And the children are starving. This is wrong. And so major rabbis come out and call her an anti-Semite. So she comes out and counters them and counters. Some people are attacking her, the men and women, and he calls, you know, the men thugs, and calls the women witches or hags. I call Hillary a hag. She's not Jewish. I call Nancy Pelosi a hag. If she was Jewish, I'd call her a hag. She's claims she's a Catholic and married to an Italian. So if I don't like Mussolini, I'm not anti-Italian. If I don't like Hitler, I'm not anti-German. If I don't like Xi Jinping, I'm not anti Xi Jinping, but we need to stop apologizing because we're not who they say we are, and we need to be politically incorrect to say it ends now. So they can't brainwash our children. So in this latest exchange, Rabbi Michael Barclay is on with Candace, and he literally says that witches in folklore are Jews. Now, I've studied folklore, and I've looked around the world, and there are certain archetypes of the warrior, or the priest, or the mother, the father. There's the archetype of the crone, or the witch. It's in the Greek mythology, it's in African mythology, it's in Mesoamerican, Aztec. I mean, it's every culture has the archetype of the witch. But here's the rabbi saying, we own the term witch, we own the term hag. And when you say that, you're calling Jews witches and hags. So I guess in Popeye, when he goes up against the sea hag, that's a Jew. No, it's not. No one said that. No one ever thought that. But imagine the power when you claim You don't like open borders? You don't like crime waves? You don't like fentanyl killing you? You don't like illegals being given all this free stuff? You are racist. You don't like a major Jewish charities group, along with Catholic charities I criticize and others, shipping in tens of millions of illegals? You're anti-Jew. But here's what's important. When you invoke things that have been done to Jews throughout history, which have been done to every other group as well, that will now actually create anti-Semitism when, oh, you're against censorship. Oh, you're anti-Jew. Oh, you want to use the word hag. You're anti-Jew. People are going to take offense at that. They're going to take the bait and say, how dare you say that about me? And now the word hag or witch is associated with Jews. See how that works? Meanwhile, you have major Jewish organizations coming out and reviving some of the esoteric black magic witchcraft that is part of Jewish history. It's part of every group's history because it's real. We just put articles on screen about that from Fox News. And you've got major Jewish leaders saying, we need to conjure demons, the golem, to go out and attack our enemies. And you have Democrats having giant witchcraft ceremonies in Hollywood to kill Donald Trump. And you've got Hollywood pushing it. So this stuff's going on. And so what it is leftist globalist Jewish organizations are now branding Jews witches and hags. And they're the ones putting heat on Jews. And then when Jews get persecuted, they'll be driven into the arms of the ADL. This is so simple. Once you pull back at 35,000 feet and see it for what it is, it's crystal clear. And that's why we go to the ADL website. Letters in the alphabet. In Israel, in most schools and colleges, they ban the letter T. Lowercase T's are banned because they look like a cross. And you can pull this up. I didn't think to pull it up before. Maybe the crew can. But you know, Israel restricts the letter T because it looks like a cross. Here's a lowercase T. Here's an uppercase T. Well, in Israel, the T is that. So, just like black people, and I'll play an Elon Musk clip coming up, are being taught to be generationally victims, and Advil, skip the break. Advil has got end caps at the grocery store and at the Walgreens and CVS and Walmarts, saying black people feel physical pain greater. Buy Advil. We love black people. So because they know white people have dialed in to believe they're bad, you can then attach any corporate message, whether it be pro.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Evil. So here's the rabbi, and then I've got a couple clips of Elon Musk.
How dare you go into the misogynistic, the anti-Semitic trope of his hag daughter, something used throughout the late 18th and early through the early 20th century.
Sorry. Hag is now anti-Semitic?
So that is a term of his hag daughter that goes back into the witches of Eastern Europe. Why did you have to call her a hag daughter?
Just to be clear, because she's a witch. I think she's a witch. That's not because she's Jewish. I would call someone a hag of any color. I think she's a witch. What they have done over the last two years. I believe his daughter is a hag. I said that because that's what I believe. You may disagree with me on that, but to say that that's anti-Semitic is ridiculous. I would call any person a hag.
Candace, I'm going to be very clear without trying to be insulting. So please forgive me if it comes off wrong. Okay, it's not meant to.
No, it's fine. You can insult me.
I don't want to.
I've dealt with 2 years of a rabbi insulting me, so I'm totally cool with this. Yeah.
I have no desire to insult anybody. Okay? But do you understand, are you familiar with the history of the Grimm fairy tales and the folk tales of Eastern Europe?
I know that we can go back and we can also say
No. I'm asking a specific question.
Okay.
That the witch archetype of those fairy tales were specifically modeled and called the Jews, that the Jews of that part of the world were called hags and witches specifically because they didn't eat the same food, they had different practices, and they were excluded that way as part of the bloodline.
So you are saying
by calling a rabbi's daughter her a witch. Hag daughter, you have tapped into an anti-Semitic trope that goes back hundreds of years, whether you mean to or not.
Okay.
Now that I've told you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I noticed 30 years ago when I first got on air, it'll be 30 years next month, that when I would criticize the private Federal Reserve owned by foreign banks, they would write news articles about me saying I was anti-Semitic. This is a game, folks, and it's not working. But leftist globalist Jews have successfully branded the censorship, the control, the open borders, the New World Order, all of this as a Jewish thing. By every time somebody challenges tyranny saying, oh, you're attacking Jews, they have put Jews in the crosshairs. And Jews need to get this and get this fast. Stop being controlled by these mind controllers. And I'll tell white people, whether you're Christian or not, the same thing. You're being controlled by the left. It is the same program. Stop it. Stop it right now. I've got all these clips today. I don't know if I have time to get to it. Without even looking, I saw five clips in the nightly news last night calling Trump anti-Semitic. That is the biggest load of horse crap I've ever heard. I'm not going to go into why we obviously know that's not true. Anybody that even pays attention knows that's not true. So you just heard that. Now, I've got a bunch of Don Lemon clips here. And this is him, Elon Musk, talking to Don Lemon. Let's play clip 14. Now, think about this. Don Lemon approaches him and says, I want you to sponsor my show on X. He says, okay. He goes out and attacks him for an hour straight. He says, you know what? I don't want to be associated with you. I'm not going to sponsor you now. He calls that censorship. But throughout the entire interview, which I watched last night, boy, that was time lost, but Elon was very, very patient with Lemon. Over and over again, he said, you refuse to censor. It's your responsibility. It's a virtue. There's all this evil. You're going to get all these minorities killed. When you say the border is open, it's going to kill illegals. What the hell does that mean? And Musk was just done with him. So here's Lemon calling for censorship in these clips coming up. And then turning it around that it's censorship, that Musk isn't going to pay him to do this. But that's all Lemon knows, is this trick of divide and conquer. That's what Jussie Smollett knew. It's why he staged the attack on himself. It's done over and over again. Let's go to the first clip.
We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship at
all. Yes, you do.
No, I want responsibility. I think there.
You desperately want censorship.
No, if I want to censorship...
You want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true. It's not true. I think that there's right and wrong.
And I think that
when you have a platform that's as big as yours and as powerful as yours and as influential as yours, and you are a person of consequence to the world with what you do, that there is a certain responsibility that goes along with what you have on your platform and what you put out to the world. And I think that's important. You don't see that responsibility.
I think the... We have a responsibility to adhere to the law, and if people want the law changed, they should talk to their elected representative and get the law changed, and then we will adhere to the law.
Okay.
But if you want us to go beyond the law, that is us deciding to be censors.
So.
And I'm against censorship. I'm in favor of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And freedom of speech only is relevant when people you don't like say things you don't like. Otherwise, it has no meaning.
Now, the next clip is really powerful because Musk explains to him everybody's ancestors were slaves. German slaves on the land, feudal serfs, were not freed till the 1870s. Same thing in Russia. Most Germans or most people from Russia don't even know that. They don't even care. They're not victims. Their identity is not that. But people that have been brainwashed in this think the value is I'm a victim, I'm going to get reparations, but you're really being controlled by a political group. And this is done over and over and over again. There's still slavery going on in Africa. There's still slavery going on in the Middle East. Why is the West attacked? It's the West, England, that actually first started banning slavery all over the world, went to war with 9 countries after 1800 over. Christianity helped not ban slavery, but beat it back to very small. Now they're bringing in globalism with the social credit score that is technological technocracy slavery under the AI. We should all unify against it and how they're trying to program it. So here's Musk on the real history of slavery.
I think we should not make this a constant subject. I think we need to move on. I think we should treat people like people. You don't agree that this country was founded on racism and founded on slavery and in many ways inequities that still continue on to this day.
I think every country, pause. Back in 5 seconds. It was founded on beginning the process of ending that. So because we're the country and England's the country that tried to stop it, we're now the bad ones because they know we're good and we're the ones that tried to end it. So you're bad. We've got to get rid of this system because it stands in the way of the globalists. Continue.
Many ways inequities that still continue on to this.
I think every country at that time, and I think even today, was extremely racist. Every country. Obviously, slavery was present in about half this country.
By the way, pause again. Totally true. Every country has been race-based, national-based. Whether you're Poles fighting Germans or French fighting Germans or vice versa, it's in Africa, one tribe against another, they're all black, but it's still tribal. It's always been tribal. This clip's so powerful. I'm going to go to break, start the next hour. And I'm going to come back and get through all these Elon Musk clips. I'm going to do the World War III news, the Trump news. It's all insane. Please tell everybody you know and those you don't know. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. Follow us at Infowars.com/show and Man.Video. Share the links on your text message, your email. Now is the time. The truth is powerful. It's spreading. People are hungry for it. Please spread the broadcast. People need to know about the game plan. People need to know they've been tricked into believing this and being part of it. All right, before I go any further, we have a great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, just drjonesnaturals.com. You don't spell out doctor, just drjonesnaturals.com. And it's got all the great silver products that haven't been available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Super blue, nano patented silver, so good for your gums and teeth, with the tea tree, with the iodine, nobody's got this, with the other essential oils. No fluoride, no additives, all natural, no fillers, lasts twice as long on average. A little dot of this is all you need. It is available right now, the first big run, selling out soon at drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and the wound gel patented, it's so good for small wounds or even big wounds, it's available. The immune swish and swallow with the nano silver is there, beyond colloidal silver. We have the classic 300 parts per million silver bullet there. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. That's my dad, a great sponsor. Want to support the broadcast, drjonesnaturals.com. And so many other great products, so many other great items, so many other great supplements at drjonesnaturals.com. And you can also go back in stock, X3, the ultimate iodine, the game changer, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Both are 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your X3 and Body's now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But Less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.